This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Hi, how are you? My name's Simon Smart. I'm talking with Justine Toe. Hi, Justine.
Hi.
Every time a new season of MasterChef starts, their new contestants talk about how they love to cook for their family and friends. Feasts are wonderful ways to bring people together. They give us an opportunity to enjoy good food and good company, hopefully. And there's something really celebratory about the feast, isn't there, Justine?
Oh, absolutely.
You're good. You're up for a feast, right?
Oh, all the time. My goodness. I really love a good feed and good friends to share it with. I think there's something really pleasurable and fun and great and nourishing about sharing a meal together.
Yeah, I'm fortunate enough to have married into a family where my father-in-law is this incredible chef. That's not his job, but he's just right into cooking. And especially when all the family's there, he sees it's a great joy for him to bring out a big fish or something or some great cut of meat, and he gets stuff out of his garden. He serves really nice wine. But it's just beautifully done. It's completely unpretentious. It's just all there for the love of the food.
Oh, that's wonderful.
And there's a real celebratory nature of this, and I've been a great beneficiary of this.
I think I've heard you speak on other occasions about how it reminds, like the pleasures of food, for example, reminds you that we've got bodies and that, you know, there's a lot of joy to be had from creation.
The physicality of it, even in the making of it, you know, grinding out the pasta or whatever it might be.
Yeah,
there's a really physical celebration of the physical in that.
I would even go as far to say that there's something sacred about food and the way that we eat it in the company of other people.
Yeah, it could be.
Now, I remember one time I was sitting down to eat with friends after we'd prepared the meal, and someone said that, you know, we should say a prayer or something, and I was kind of surprised because my friends aren't believers in this case. So I always find it interesting that food both grounds us in our bodies because it, you know, tastes so good, and yet it also can take us beyond them, because food, I think, can make us think of, you know, transcendent things. For example, you know, what we're thankful for.
Yeah, that sense of thankfulness that you're talking about, how does that link to your sense that sharing food is a sacred thing to do?
Well, you've already mentioned that preparing food is so wonderful. I think that it does remind us of life itself. You know, we're holding it in our hands. And I think that spending time together is very countercultural. We've got busy lives. I know I do. We're always rushing around. We really sense the specialness of time when we suspend our schedule just so we can hang out with each other. And I think linked to that, sharing food together, and I think you get this sense particularly from a communal plate, I think that sharing food together reminds us that our well-being, you know, relies on other people, that we're not individual units, but we rely on our relationships with others, which is certainly something to be grateful for. And it also, of course, gives us the opportunity to serve and wait on each other, which is obviously a really nice thing to do.
The sacredness of food is linked to the way it gives us a chance to be thankful for the people in our lives, perhaps.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But I think that it's not just about relationships with people that we know and love, you know, family and friends. I think that food is often a way that we draw lines between people of different religions and different backgrounds. And so sometimes if food can distinguish friend from enemy, it's also possible that enemies can become friends through sharing a meal together.
Communities often promote harmony among members of different cultures by introducing them to each other's food.
Yeah, they do. And at times, sometimes this particular strategy to encourage interracial interaction can be a little bit too idealistic because it neglects all the other real differences that exist between people. But there is something in the idea that is quite attractive. So I think that it's not just the communal nature of food that makes it sacred, but also the fact that food can open us up to different people and different cultures. So it can open up us up to difference and otherness, you know, people, ideas, cultures, religions that are different and other to us.
Christianity has a particular experience of this. People in the early church overcame their social, cultural, class barriers and so on in order to share food together. But not just food. The book of Acts tells us they shared everything with each other, the early believers, property and possessions. They found something in the gospel that enabled them to share with others in a way that was really quite profound.
Yeah, and I think sharing food was one way that they could express this newfound togetherness. Now we've been talking about how food can help us to embrace people who are different to us, but what about God? You know, can food open us up to God, who is extremely other to us? And this, of course, echoes the Last Supper, which is a meal that is supposed to echo that close relationship between God and between humans.
It's a profound communion in that sense. Thanks so much, Justine. Great to talk to you.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.